Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Al doesn't always answer the phone. If he's seen that you've called the radio station 700 times in the last 2 days, he's not going to pick you up. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Bill Ford Tough Studio. But do give us a call if you want to talk some Mets and Yankees and NBA Finals or whatever the hell you want at 877-337-6666.
Does that mean that Al's not doing his job?
No, he is doing it. It means he is doing his job, where he being more of a screener than the other people here at the radio station.
Okay.
Like, but Hoffman just lets anybody through, just whoever.
You have a pulse, you have an opinion. That school of thought.
Yeah, just put them right through. And that was sort of Eddie's way of screening, too. Like, he could not turn anybody away. Very rare you could turn somebody away.
True.
And he would even say it, like, I couldn't say no to this guy. And you'd write in the call screen, like, this is a 95-year-old guy who's got some terrible story, but I just couldn't say no.
So when you see the guys that are calling in or the folks that are calling in, you just let the phone ring or do you pick it up and say you're not getting on?
No, I don't pick it up because otherwise it takes my focus away from
the
show.
So the phone just rings and rings
and rings.
Right.
Yeah. And then there's others that he doesn't like. You know, that he's, even if they don't call a lot, maybe the last time that they called, you flagged them. I mean, there's different ways.
Yeah, there's a whole thing going on in here.
There's a lot. There is a lot to get through. And there's people that complain about it, like that Hector in Washington Heights on the overnight complains about you at least two or three times a month, how he cannot get through to this program.
Yeah, because he calls Sal every day at the same exact time.
Yep.
Well, I'm sure that Sal appreciates the company, or is he one of the guys that Sal has banned?
No, he likes him.
Okay.
Doug in Long Island, Hector in Washington Heights, Rob in Lake Success, Brett on Long Island, Popcorn Bob from Babylon.
Man, listen, you know all these people.
That there's an older fella who likes, like, Rihanna or something.
Oh, yeah, that's Stuart in Brooklyn. Yeah.
How do you remember all this?
I drive in, I listen to it every day, and as Al said, they call every single day.
And who's the guy who calls at the end all the time? He drives a limo or a car.
Oh, Mitchell and Fortley.
Yeah, Mitchell and Fortley.
Yeah. Today he couldn't think of the trading deadline. He was like, oh, it's so early. What's that thing that happens where they send players back and forth? So early in the morning. It sounds like trade deadline. Yeah.
But I've been around 33 years. Al is the best call screener I've ever seen.
Certainly. Without a doubt.
I mean, it's not really that hard not to answer a phone.
Yeah, I see your... Yeah, but he doesn't answer for a specific reason, which comes from years of experience.
Yeah, and luckily now, then this didn't happen until like 2009, we got this call screening software that tells you how many times someone calls, how often they call. So it used to be a crapshoot. You'd have to just pick up the phone.
And there's Butch in South Yonkers. Have you heard him? So he really has nothing to say. So he'll, like, call up during a Ranger run and be like, yeah, what's going on, Sal? Man, those Rangers are looking good. And Sal will be like, yep, they're looking good. I don't know how far you think they can go. And then he'll go, I don't know, we'll see. He's like, all right, because they're looking good. And that'll be it.
That's
a phone call. And then, like, the next day, it'll be like, you know, if the Yankees are on a 5-game win streak. Yeah, Sal, those Yankees looking good.
And did you hear today the guy who was complaining because there was someone new training with Fleegs?
And I did not hear that one.
Yes, and he wasn't as polite to the guy as I guess Fleegs is or doesn't know him.
Oh, okay.
And
he got pissed off about that?
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole community there.
Was disrespected.
Right. It's a whole community there in the overnight. So you got the U.S. Open up over there, huh?
I do. I see Jordan Spieth is plus one right now.
Okay.
So Adam Scott is minus one. And
Max Homa?
Max Homa, he's plus one as well.
All right, so
that's
so,
group nine on the third hole. Look at the
fescue.
Terrain and the fescue, yeah, of the country club up there in Massachusetts.
There's a lot of that, yes.
Yes, so, very difficult. You better hit it in the short stuff.
Yes, without a doubt. So someone called us the other day and said, what are the Boomerang Geo 5 that you pick?
Yep.
Because we are now 2 for 2. We hit the Masters, and we hit the PGA. So we're 2 for 2. Well, actually, I did the Masters on my own. Us together was the PGA. But we've come up with 5. It's not really it's not shockers. We don't have a big long shot for you. But the 5 we have picked, and we put $20 on each on FanDuel Sportsbook. Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, Will Zalatoris, Colin Morikawa, and Cameron Smith. So those are our 5. Colin Morikawa with the biggest odds at plus 3,200. So if we win that, 20 to win 660.
You know, it's amazing watching the U.S. Open via stream at usopen.com and also watching the Masters on the stream.
Yeah.
At masters.com. It's literally like you're watching it on television. Now, I was playing golf the other day when the LIV golf tournament was being shown on YouTube on the TV at the golf club that I was playing.
Yeah.
It was horrendous. Horrendous.
Below average.
Yeah, no, I don't know if that was because of, maybe because it was Wi-Fi. I'm not really sure. But the
quality of it?
Quality was terrible. Like, look at the quality of this right here at the usopen.com.
I know.
It's great quality.
And you're watching on some crappy old-ass computer.
Dell monitor, yeah.
Yeah, right. Some right. 1990.
So what's amazing about this hole here, take a look at this. It ends up, it's got I guess that's a road right there. At the end of it.
A cart path?
I don't think it's a cart path. It's a road. And the back of the green ends up at the road. And right across the road, there's a pond.
Oh, geez.
That's a skating pond.
A skating pond.
For the country club.
Ooh. Yes. Very, very good. You know, I didn't even realize that the hotel I stayed in over this past weekend has an ice skating rink in the basement. Did you know that? Because you stayed there before.
The addition, yeah.
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 I was like, there's an ice skating rink in the basement.
Did you go down and skate?
I did not.
No.
I didn't know until the last day.
It's not very big. It's small.
I should have, though. Bowling and ice skating. 877-337-6666 is the number to call. And by the way, Phil Mickelson got a rousing ovations. Unbelievable.
According to all reports, everybody was very gracious to him and welcomed him back. Well, this is not a PGA Tour event, of course. This is a USGA event. And everybody seems to be happy to have him back.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to David, who's in New Jersey. What's going on, David?
Hey, how are you?
Great, man. What's up?
So I had an idea. Yesterday I was sitting at work. It was internships where you just sit there and you get, like, I don't know, an hour's worth of work for an entire 8 hours. So I was sitting there on my computer hanging out.
Okay.
And I was looking through the stats. I think the Yankees should really go and try to get Soto now. Now, I know Juan Soto, obviously big name and a big prospect, and it's not going to be easy to get him. But he's not playing to his best level, and the Nationals are obviously on the decline. I really think it would be smart to package a deal. Like, I honestly put Volpe in. Obviously, he hasn't been his best, so maybe you want to put him Peraza. But I'd throw in a couple of those top prospects and go after Soto. I mean,
well, here's the problem, though. You're going to have to sign him at some point. Yeah, so let's just say in some crazy world that the Nationals are going to end up trading. Let's just say that happens. You're going to have to sign him to a massive contract. So that would basically mean that, you know, you've got Gerrit Cole and his $300 million contract, Giancarlo Stanton and his $300 million contract. If Aaron Judge stays, his close to $300 million contract. And then Juan Soto's what? $450-500 million contract.
Yeah, I don't know what it would be, but he already turned down a significant offer from the Nationals. So there's no way. I mean, like, you know, David, why don't all the Yankees just get all the All Stars?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, you bring in Carlos Correa while you're at it.
See, he turned down, I think, $400 million.
I don't think it was that much, but it was.
I think
like
it was
12 years, $380 million.
Hold on, Juan Soto. 13 years, $350 million. Yeah.
All right.
turned down 13 years, $350 million. Yeah. I mean, so that
he
means...
He is, what, 22 years old, right?
Is he 22?
I mean, he's young.
Yeah. See, now that I'm streaming this golf thing, I got this computer is so slow. Juan Soto, age right now, today is 23. He'll be 24 in October. I mean, that's an interesting one, because if they're not going to go higher than $350 million, I mean, somebody is for Juan Soto. But he's still got, you know, a number of years, right, before he hits.
Right, so they tried to buy out some of the arbitration years and things of that nature.
With, I think, a pretty significant deal.
Yes.
Yeah, so he made $17 million this year in arbitration.
Okay.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Sounds like the Aaron Judge contract. And he's got two more years of arbitration coming up before he's an unrestricted free agent at 26 years old in 2025.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of how much money he would have to make up the lost money that he just turned down per year on a per year basis.
So what is 350? You're good at math. What's 350 into 13? Or 13 into 350, rather?
So they basically tried to underpay him for like 3 years or what they thought.
$26 million, about $27 million.
And he's not taking that. So he's going to want like $35 to $40 million per year to make up the money that he lost.
That is a good shot, though.
And it's not like he's losing all that much money anyway, because he is making $17 million this year, right?
Yeah, so if he made, basically $10 million he lost in not taking this deal right
yes,
now.
Right now. So we lost $10 million this year, probably $10 million next year, probably $10 million next year, which would be $30
million. Yeah.
So he'd have to make up that $30 million some other way. And he will, most likely.
Yeah, probably. I mean, he's the type of guy that, you know, as long as he stays healthy, he's going to continue.
Yeah, I think the question for the Nationals is, do you trade him, and then does the new team that acquires him give him a new contract? And what could you get for him if you were going to trade him?
I mean, it's amazing that the Mets are just, they're involved in everything. Like, now that Steve Cohen is the owner, every name they're involved with.
Of course they are.
I mean, you even said it before with Shohei Ohtani.
Yes.
Like, would Steve Cohen want to pay Shohei Ohtani?
Would he want to pay Aaron Judge? Would he want to pay, you know, Juan Soto? Would he want to pay Shohei Ohtani? He's already paid, you know, Scherzer. Look what he gave him.
Right. Right, absolutely.
And I think, you know, the Scherzer contract is going to be where all these other players are going to want to start.
Yeah. No, of course. I mean, and that's a little bit of a different situation, though, because you're talking about, you know, paying a guy, overpaying a guy to go to a team that he probably wouldn't have normally picked and leaving the Dodgers. So you had to overpay him for a couple of years towards the end of his career to really legitimize the organization.
Right. You got it.
But to give a guy 40-something million dollars over the course of, what, 10 years?
Yep.
As a pitcher? I mean, that's insanity. So I don't know if that would happen with somebody else.
But a guy that, you know, so we now know what Juan Soto has basically turned down.
Yeah, $350 million.
And he's kind of betting on himself.
Oh, yeah. So was Aaron Judge at this point. Now, Aaron Judge turned down, what was it, $213 million?
Yeah, and Aaron Judge right now is being paid $17
million. Yes, but the arbitration hearing hasn't happened yet.
That's right.
But it's going to be at least $17
million. Yeah, the minimum. That would be the minimum.
Which is what Juan Soto is getting this year.
Right.
So
we were just 6 days away from this.
6 days, huh?
We're finally there. I actually can't wait, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's going to win, don't you think?
I think so.
This year isn't supposed to count, though, right?
It's not supposed to count. That's the interesting thing. It's going into this year is what counted.
Yeah.
And maybe the Yankees have a better argument when you look back at it that way.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Boomer Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is here. He gives us an update every hour. We also have Yankee tickets that we're giving away, don't we? No Yankee tickets today?
Coming up soon.
We do have them, yes.
Did I throw it away?
Oh, you know, it's probably still sitting on the printer.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. So we'll get those Yankee tickets coming up in just a matter of minutes. We do it every single morning. And it's Yankee tickets for the Friday, June 24th game against the Astros coming up. So that'll be in about a minute from now.
Another team the Yankees will pummel.
Yes, of course. Everybody.
It's amazing. Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. And we're also brought to you by HomeServe Heating and Cooling of New York. Visit HomeServeNY.com. Indeed, we are getting used to hearing this.
Now here is the 2-2 from Holmes. A ground ball to second. And the throw to first in time. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
46 times already, John Sterling has been.
Geo.
Yes, Geo, exactly right. They beat the Rays last night 4-3 in a game. They led 4-0. Held on for the one-run win. Home runs for Judge and Higashioka. The win to Cortez. Holmes' 11th save. All is right. In Yankee land, another team effort, according to Cortez.
You guys seen that, you know, night in and night out, there's always a different guy standing up to the occasion. And I think that's what's making us pretty special, that at any given point, anybody can help this team.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Oh, here it is. Yankees box office blitz. Right now, be caller 7 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win a pair of field-level tickets. See the Yankees take on the Houston Astros at Yankee Stadium on Friday, June 29th. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop at the New York Yankees box office blitz.
And the Fan.
Now here's Cortez. So 46-16, huh?
That's incredible, honestly. I think we were just talking about it in the lunchroom where it's like 30 games over 100, but I mean, we don't expect anything less. I think with this group of guys that we have here, it's pretty special, and I think we can continue to do big things.
And here was Judge talking about Higgy and that big home run.
At the time, it seemed like maybe a smart decision to maybe walk Izzy there because he's been swinging the bat well, and he's a good contact hitter, you know, but Higgy was due, you know, and he put a good swing on, I think it was a 98 mile an hour fastball and on the black, which is pretty impressive.
And Izzy is Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. I don't know why. I'm stunned they walked him to get to Higashioka.
I mean, what's the difference, really, between those two guys? Unless there was some sort of split
Yeah, their analytics. It's a whole thing.
I guess.
Come on, Jerry. That's another moment right there.
I would not have done that, but whatever. To each his own. Now, Holmes has been outstanding. Here's Judge once again.
Every single time he comes out there, I feel like the game's over with. You know, he attacks the strike zone. You know, the movement on all his pitches is just it's unhittable. You know, and I kind of get on him after some of us passed out. And I'm like, hey, man, you got to give me some work out there. You know, I just kind of sit out there and take a nap when you come in the game.
He's been good. 28 straight scoreless appearances. Ties a Yankee record. You get Luis Severino and Rays opener Jalen Beeks tonight. Now, along the way, you had a very lengthy delay because of a rule in terms of mound visits and a pinch hitter and blah, 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 blah. So a little 30-second sampling of John Sterling as they were waiting for an answer, which took forever.
Come on, fellas. We have a game to finish. Let's go.
Thank you, John.
What could you be talking about for so long? Make a decision. This is ridiculous. This is really ridiculous. Just make a decision.
Now Phil Cuzzi, who is the crew chief, is talking. They've got the headsets on.
Why? I think this is the most amazing stoppage of play that I've ever seen in all my years. I don't understand what they're talking about.
That was over the course of 17 minutes.
That was ridiculous.
I
mean, that
is it was insane. I completely agree. It was insane. And the fact that all four umpires didn't know the rule, also insane.
All right, so what was the end point?
I believe so it had to do with when Choi was introduced and then the mound visits and not having consecutive mound visits, then they would not have been allowed to bring in Lipke. I believe they would have had to have thrown a pitch to Choi. And it's a new rule, and so they wanted clarity from New York to make sure they knew the rule.
Yeah.
And then Boone started to go nuts because I think they initially told him, you can't call for Lipke right now. He's got a pitch. He went crazy. They got together. They talked about it. Then they got it. Then they make the decision. Then what's his name? Kevin Cash comes out. Like, now what? Because it allowed Lipke to loosen up and warm up. So it worked out for the Yankees, who remain 9 games ahead of Toronto in the AL East as Toronto beat Baltimore last night. The Mets, meantime, got pounded by the Brewers.
Swinging a broken bat roller up the middle. Lindor can't come up with it. One run has scored, and everybody else holds on. So it is now a 5-1 Milwaukee lead as Renfroe comes home.
And they were just getting started in all 7 runs.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Across the plate in the 5th, and the Brewers beat the Mets 10-2. Willie Adames, Andrew McCutchen, Jace Peterson, all with base hits. It was not a good night for David Peterson, and Jake Reed was terrible as well for the Mets. Really good was Corbin Burns. Buck Showalter impressed.
With Burns, you know, runs are going to be at a premium. That's the first time I really got to see him up close. You know, it's a reminder why he's one of, if not the best pitcher in the National League. And got to see it up close.
Not real good last night was Peterson. He knows more consistency needed.
It's something that has kind of snowballed for me into a couple pitches here and then get back on track and then a couple pitches. And so it's really about just slowing it down and collecting myself, clean pitches, and then finding that good tempo in my windup.
Gave up 4 runs on 6 hits, 2 walks, and he hit 2 batters. Not a great start. Tyler McGill, Aaron Ashby will go tonight. The Met lead on Atlanta is now 4 games because the Braves continue to win. They made it 14 straight with their 8-2 win over the Nationals last night. And the Phillies got a home run in the bottom of the ninth, beat the Marlins 3-1.
How quickly did they erase that 10.5 game lead to 4? Was it 2 weeks?
Well, yeah, because it was in the span of the 5-5 road trip plus this loss, so you're not even 2 weeks. It's
12 games for the Mets, and it's 14 games for
the... Tell you when it started. What's that?
I was going to say, it's 12 games for the
Mets. Right, but the Mets had won a few games in a row, so that lead was 10 when they went to L.A.
I'm telling you, it's the last 12 games the Mets have played. They're 6-6.
Right.
And the Braves have won 14 in a row during this 6-6 run.
I'm saying it started in L.A., that first Thursday night game against the Dodgers is when it starts.
When
so it's 12 days,
yes.
Basically.
Yeah. Wow.
12, 13 days, yes.
I mean, it's just amazing how quickly things can change when a team doesn't lose.
It's not like we didn't expect this.
Well, I didn't expect a 14-game win streak.
But look
from
at
the
who the Braves were playing over those 14 games.
Yeah, you could lose occasionally.
And I'm telling you what, you know, they got the Cubs now, and it's going to be 13. I mean, 17, I mean.
Yeah.
It very well could be. We saw what the Cubs were over the weekend.
Stink.
Yeah. The Dodgers are good. They beat the Angels 4-1. The story here was Tyler Anderson, who had a no-hitter into the ninth inning, struck out Mike Trout to open the ninth, and then Shohei Ohtani tripled, thereby ending the no-hit bid. Dave Roberts, He was leaving Anderson in the game despite the pitch count, which he ended at 123.
I know I've got this reputation as a grim reaper, but I'm a sports fan too. And I wanted that just as much as I really felt I wanted that as Tyler and his teammates wanted that for him.
And so as soon as he gave up the triple, took
him about one of the great jobs in sports right now.
The Dodgers?
The manager of the Dodgers? Yeah. I mean, you do no wrong. The team's been great for years and years and years. I know there's pressure on him when he gets to the playoffs to win more World Series.
Well, until he won, I know it was a shortened season, but there was pressure on him when they lost a few times in a row.
But now it's just like the regular season. You're just coasting.
Yes, and get me to the playoffs.
Nice weather, beautiful stadium.
It does sound lovely, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah. Hmm?
It does.
Yeah, but it's taxes, though, obviously.
Oh, a lot of taxes.
That would be the problem.
Big taxes.
Yeah, big taxes.
I'm not being funny. How much worse is it there than here?
For the amount of money that, well, I'm trying to think, how much money would he make?
So, like, if, let's, just to make the math easy. So, a big player makes $25 million a year in L.A. as opposed to New York.
So, that's a premium tax. So,
I apologize, guys. I'm just curious.
I'm just trying to look at it. It's more than it is here.
I know. Is it significantly more, though? Because we make it seem like, well, I don't go to California with the taxes. Is New York any better?
Let's see.
As opposed to Texas and Florida?
12.3
what?
Percent of your
As opposed to what in New York?
At that number.
Yeah. New York is what, 10?
New York state tax rates for that number. And I'm talking about over a certain income. So over $600,000, they are taxed at 12.3% in excess of $600,000.
Oh, cry me a river, rich boy.
I asked the question. This is on me. I asked the question.
Right.
Because I feel like we talk about L.A. like it's the worst place in the world to play and live. I don't know New York that much better. It's got to cost a fortune, too, I would think.
Oh, I will give it to you.
While you do that, I will tell you that you've got the Celtics and the Warriors tonight. Game 6. The series shifting back to Boston for tonight. Now, the Celtics are down in the series 3-2, yet they're looking to come back and win this thing. Marcus Smart knows if they can, they will be a big part of Celtics history.
Definitely something that motivates us, not just myself, this team, to be able to do something special and have our names, you know, with those guys.
Hey, I tell you, I heard Draymond Green talk.
10.9%. So less.
Yeah, I mean, it is less. Not that much less.
Yeah.
Is less.
I can tell you that Florida has 0%.
Yes, that's less. Here's Jason Tatum. Series isn't done, down 3-2.
It's the first of 4, so it's like, it's not over with. So as long as it's not over with, you got a chance.
No, they have to win tonight or they have no chance because they are down 3-2. Meantime, the Mavericks acquired Christian Wood from the Rockets for the 26th overall pick in the draft, and you two will be very proud of your producer.
Okay.
Because I gave him a picture, multiple choice. We were talking about some NBA centers, and we mentioned Joel Embiid, and I asked him if he could pick out Joel Embiid out of a lineup, to where he at first wasn't sure, so then I gave him during the break a choice of 4, and he nailed it.
Wow, okay, multiple choice.
I gave him Karl Anthony Towns, mm-hmm. Anthony Davis, Rudy Gobert, and Joel Embiid.
The only one I didn't recognize was Rudy Gobert.
Really? I'm surprised you didn't recognize him from all that COVID stuff in the beginning. He was that guy.
Right, he started it.
Touching all the microphones
and
everything.
He knew Karl Anthony Towns.
Wow.
I was very impressed.
Who the hell knew?
Yeah, well, that's another thing, but he did know. Jets quarterback Zach Wilson with the media Wednesday. So he is becoming more and more of a pro, and that means he's understanding a lot more of what he's doing.
We're running certain concepts, and you know, now I'm starting to think back to many reps that I've had that the defense looked just like that, and I'm able to eliminate quicker, get to a backside read, because I'm, you know, last year I saw it in whatever game it was, this exact defense, I know that's not going to be there, I can move on.
And isn't this exactly why you can't rush to judgment on kids after a year or two?
Well, you remember Patrick Mahomes, Carson Palmer, those guys didn't start a year, you know, I only started 4 games my rookie year, it was really truly my second year where the light went on, and they'll know pretty quickly whether or not the light is going to go on for this kid when the real games start.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's the leash is short here. I mean, you got to see something in the first.
You got to make a determination as to whether he. Now, unfortunately, you don't want to get into a situation like the Giants are in. They're still not sure.
Yeah. No. Well, they should be sure, but yes, they're still not sure.
No, but they've screwed him up.
Well.
The Steelers gave Minkah Fitzpatrick a 4-year extension, $73 million, $36 million guaranteed, and he is thrilled to be staying.
Pittsburgh is a great.
organization. I've had a lot of success the last few years. Still learning, still growing. I'm comfortable, but also challenged at the same time with being here.
And see, he gets a big, big deal for sure. Colorado last night beat Tampa, game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. And at the U.S. Open, as they are underway, as I take a look at the leaderboard, Russell Henley right now is through three holes. He's got a one-shot lead, but, I mean, so many guys still have to start. I didn't realize the Mickelson group isn't until 1:42 this afternoon. So you'll get answers in terms of crowd reaction later. I saw one conversation yesterday on, I think it was Golf Channel, where they were saying they're expecting the crowd to be different from practice rounds to real rounds, when it counts actually starting to the official first and second round. And then the one person said, it's the same people.
Yeah. Like,
and he's been, right, and he's been getting, not ovations, but he's been getting...
The Golf Channel, golf.com, anybody that's been associated with the PGA Tour over the years is just going to be... You know, hammering these guys and hammering the golf tournament.
And they have been. Although I did see a quote from, I think it was Steve Sands that said, Mickelson is a fan favorite no matter where he goes, and he expects it to be the same throughout the weekend. Assuming he makes the cut,
yes.
Which I don't, he hasn't played much, so I can't imagine he will.
On this golf course, I doubt it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fan and CBS Sports Network. Want to join the show? 877-337-6666. This was an interesting one to me. Kahari Willis, who's the Colts starting strong safety, he announced his retirement from the NFL at age 26 to go pursue ministry. He's leaving the NFL and all the money that's there to go follow his heart and follow God. Now, your buddy Frank Reich is the coach there.
Yep.
He's a big God guy.
Well, when he retired from the NFL, and I think his last year was with the Carolina Panthers, he went into ministry as well and spent about 10 years within that.
So the reason it's interesting to me is, like, so when Kahari Willis goes to Frank Reich, this is a starting strong safety. Hey, I want to leave to go pursue ministry. Was Frank Reich going, are you nuts? Or did he say to him, I get it. I totally understand.
Well, I think, you got to... It's what's in his heart, and if it's in his heart, then you gotta can't talk him out of it, But who knows? He'll
be back.
May change his mind.
He'll be back.
I mean, you'll realize how much money there is there in ministry. It'll be like, man, the lifestyle well,
you
used to have.
And, you know, the interesting thing, like, for Frank, you know, being the minister that he was, it's almost like he's a coach as it is because he's dealing with, you know, all the people that are in his life and helping people get through their lives and everything else. But there comes a realization that there's a place, you know, that you got to go make some money.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, Frank was not Joel Osteen. So he decided, and Bill Polian gave him a chance to be an intern for the Indianapolis Colts, and it turned out to be the right decision for him, at least financially.
How much money does that guy make, Joel Osteen?
A lot.
Oh, my God. I'm going to Google. What do you think his net worth is on just a Google search?
I don't know. I would say
Joel
it's
Osteen.
Got to be over $200 million.
I mean, I'd be a big God guy, too, if I was making it's only $50 million.
I think it's more than that.
God only gives you that which you can handle. That is bull crap central.
Oh, boy.
Was that edited or was that it?
That was edited.
Didn't you meet Joel Osteen somewhere, Al?
Yeah, the Minneapolis airport.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Super Bowl.
Out. Yeah. Small man.
Tiny. Like
physically.
He looks bigger on TV.
Yeah, no, he's physically
So you
small.
Met him at, did you walk up and say hello and introduce yourself?
Yeah, I was with Gina. She loves Joel Osteen.
Okay.
And I noticed him in the airport. I said, by the way, we just walked past Joel Osteen. She went running.
Ran to him.
Now, were you happy to see that he was a slight?
Diminutive?
Because if he were big, you know, like 6'6" and handsome, like John Hamm or something like
right.
that. That I could see that how that would drive you crazy.
Yeah, no, he was a smaller man, but very pleasant, and he took photos.
Oh, nice!
And he even had a bodyguard that didn't bother us even running up to him. The bodyguard must have seen I too was a slight man and would.
Well, the bodyguard also thought of you probably as a celebrity of some sort.
That's true, too, right?
Did Gina tell him what her boyfriend did for a living?
I don't think so. I think she was just telling him how much she enjoyed his podcasts and things.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah. So what did the bodyguard look like? Humongous guy?
Yeah, like a bigger guy, yeah.
Like Mekhi Becton?
No, it looked like he could get around.
Okay.
Oh, okay. He could move a little bit.
Like, but he kept his distance a little bit. Like, he let Joel Osteen breathe, and Joel was there with his wife as well, so we got to talk to both of them.
You ever have a bodyguard in a public place?
No,
never.
Not that I know of.
You don't. I mean,
I've been around, like, you know, a couple card signing shows. There may be some security there.
Yeah, they assigned me a security guard at the at DJ's when I was walking around.
Yeah, well, yeah, well, yeah. We had those guys. Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
but I didn't think like. I guess technically they could be described as bodyguards.
Yeah.
I just didn't think of it that way.
All right. But you didn't hire your own, like, all right,
no.
I need somebody here tonight.
Like, when you're more physically capable than your bodyguard, which is probably, in your case, like 95% of the time.
Yeah.
You know, well, not if he's 35 or 30.
Well, I'm talking about, like, heyday, though. Like,
heyday stuff. No,
heyday,
no, no.
Heyday. Like late 80s.
Even now.
No. I mean, you know, I did have a driver at the Super Bowl a couple years that I brought with me that got me lost.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell he was doing. He was supposedly, like, you know, do everything. And this was before Waze and Google Maps and all that other stuff. And
what Super Bowl?
A couple of Super Bowls. He always
lost. Tampa, right?
Yeah, there's one in Tampa. So that had to be
the
Cardinals. Yeah, Cardinals Steelers.
Yeah, I ended up in St. Pete. You know, you got to go across
a long
that
bridge. Yeah.
And there's no way to go back. And somehow the investigator got me lost.
You hired this guy specifically because he knew his way around.
Well, I mean, you know, he was an ex-cop, and I said, you know, why don't you come with me to the Super Bowl? And, you know, I had to pay for everything, and I said, I just need a driver to get me all over the place.
Yeah.
And so I brought him, and half the time I was a half an hour late because I was getting lost. I mean, we were going around and around and around in circles. And I think I want to say for like 5 or 6 years he did that.
For you?
Yeah.
Okay, and you brought him back after that disaster?
Yeah, he's a good dude. You know, he's not a bad guy. I mean, just gets lost.
Doesn't seem like your style, though.
Yeah, it was a little bit too
laid back
for me. Hey, don't worry, I'll get you. Don't worry. I said,
No.
That's not me, man. I want to be there on time. So
we're not effing around here.
Yeah, so yeah, the investigator would get me lost a bunch of times. And that was the Super Bowl where Craig was laying on the bed, right? In the hangar, in the airplane hangar?
I believe so, yeah.
Party.
Yeah.
Party in an airplane hangar. He was taking a nap?
And he was laying on a bed.
Yeah, there were beds all around this party.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was when, like, beds were popular at clubs and stuff back then. Like, there was a whole, there was a place, I think, called Bed in New York City where you just lay in beds. And it just got weird. And then it became a trend that died quickly.
Yeah.
What's the next Super Bowl we're going to? What do you think?
Arizona this coming year.
We're doing it for sure?
Yeah. Week at the Phoenician.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get a suite to get the whole family out there. To get that whole thing taken care of. Need separate rooms, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Want the babies to sleep. You don't have that. You don't have to go to sleep at 6:30 with them. All right, let's go to Rich in White Plains. What's going on, Rich? Rich? All right, very good. Rich wanted to talk some Yankees, and he's not there. All right, I'm happy to know that. I've never been to Arizona. Not one time.
Really?
Never been there. Nope.
I think you will totally enjoy it. Hopefully, we get a good week.
Yeah.
Normally, it is a good week. That week of the the PGA.
The Waste Management
Phoenix, Open. Yeah, that Phoenix Open, Waste Management Open.
We got to go to that.
I know you want to go to that. You need to be knee-deep into that.
I need to be into that whole thing.
I know you do.
With the whole, that par three, hole-in-one situation. Yeah. Everybody's around there.
Yeah.
We got to be.
You want to be right in the middle of that.
Yes.
You and your golf itch.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you think by then you would take me out one day during the week?
100%. I'd still go play golf with you today. I mean, you know, just as long as we, you know, just keep the thing moving.
Yeah, I'm not. I need a little.
Just keep working at it. Keep working at it.
A little more time.
Don't get frustrated.
A little more time.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite there yet. I mean, I'm slightly better, but. I played really good with Jerry that day. But
you know, you are, it's amazing, you are interested in the U.S. Open.
Oh, yeah,
of course. Mean, that is just, so, look who's in the lead right now.
Colin Morikawa.
Yeah, minus two.
All right, good. One of our guys.
Yes.
And the guy with the biggest odds. So I'm really rooting for him out of the five that we picked.
Yeah, there's, I think there's about six or seven guys that are all at least two or one under. Number of evens. I don't see any. There's a few pluses.
A lot of guys haven't teed off yet, so.
Right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.